Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 6, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins, Kain Hedyot, an ordinary Kain, Laisa Ailanis, is prohibited from marrying a woman who is incapable of having children. Elim Kain Yeshla Isha Ubanim, unless he already has a wife, another wife perhaps, or already had children from a different marriage. Mar explains that this doesn't only apply to a Kain, it also applies to a Yisrael, to a regular Jewish person, that he shouldn't marry her because he won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Piri Verivya, of having children. The reason that the Mishnah said a Kohen is because Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and is machmer by a Kohen, is more strict than by a Kohen than by Yisrael. As the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afa pisha yeshla isha ubanim, even if he already has a wife or children, lo yisailinus, he should not marry a woman who's incapable of having children. She's zayna hamura b'tayra, because she's included in the prohibition of Zayna. The Torah tells us that a Kohen can't marry a Zayna. A Zayna is a promiscuous woman, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda, his opinion is that because the woman is not capable of having children, then the intimacy that a husband has with her is always strictly just for the sake of intimacy, so that may go fall into the category of Zanus, of just inappropriate relations. Continues the Mishnah, V'chachamim Ayrim, and the Chachamim say, Ein Zayna, Chacham disagree, and they say that when the Torah prohibits a Kohen to have relations with a Zayna, a promiscuous woman, it only means with a Giyaris, a convert, because we assume that she probably had relations with a non-Jew prior to her conversion, or a Canaanite maidservant, the Shivcha Kananis, that was freed. We assume she probably had relations with an Eved, and that turns her into a Zayna, a promiscuous woman, or a woman who had any type of promiscuous or inappropriate intimacy, whether it's chayve krisis or mises bezin, something punishable by death in the hands of Hashem or capital punishment, whether it's just something that's punishable by a lav or an asay, a negative commandment, or violating a positive commandment, that those are all something that would invalidate a Kohen from marrying a woman like this. Interestingly enough, there is a very big discussion in the modern day, in the contemporary Paiskim, about a balas tshuva, a woman who becomes religious later in life that may have had intimacy earlier in her life with non-Jewish men at college or in her young professional life, and now she wants to marry a Kohen. Could be it's a big problem because she may be considered halachically a Zayna, a promiscuous woman, which the Torah prohibits from marrying a Kohen. It's just something to know. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah says, La'ibatel adam epiria varivya, a person cannot stop trying to have children, Elim ken yesh leibanim, unless he already has children. Interestingly enough, the Gemara says that even if he has children, he still shouldn't be single. He should remain married. As the Pasuk says, Le'tayva yosadam levada, it's not good for a person to be single. Beshamai says, what's the quota? How many children does one have to have? Shnei zecharim, two boys. And Beisil says, zachar nekeva, that for fulfill one's mitzvah of period of arivia, of procreation, one must have a boy and the girl, Shenemar, as we see by Adam and Chava, Zachar and Akeva Baram, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava, it was a male and a female. So similarly, we have to do that as well. Interestingly enough, it's in the sixth parsha. Continues the Mishnah, Nasa Isha, if a fellow married a woman, planning on establishing a Jewish home with children and everything, and they tried having children for 10 years, and they were not able to conceive, he cannot remain in this situation. He has to divorce her or marry another wife so that he could have children. Gersha, let's say he divorced her after 10 years because they didn't have any children. Mutarisli nasi la'acher, she's permitted to marry to another fellow because maybe with him she'll be able to conceive. Vashi asheni lishasima esther shanim. And the second fellow also, even if they have no children, is permitted to be married to her for 10 years. However, she's not permitted to get married to a third fellow because we assume that she's not able to have children anymore. So she'd have to marry someone that already had children, but just to marry someone that doesn't have children, that's an issue. Vimi Pila, what happens if the woman had a miscarriage during those 10 years when she was trying to have a children? Maina Misha, she Pila, then the 10 years begin from the time that she miscarried. Concludes the Mishnah, Ish Mitzuvah Apir V'Rivya. A man is mandated, is obligated in the commandment of procreation, Avaloha Isha, but not a woman. The Gemara derives it from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, Pru Revu, be fruitful and multiply, umilu es haaretz, populate the land, vikiv shua, and conquer it. And the Gemara says that kibush, conquering, is the way of a man, and not the way of a woman, and the Torah lumps them together to show us that only a man is obligated in procreation. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha disagrees. Omer, he says, al shneim, Omer, it says both by Adam and Chava, the male and the female, by Varech HaYisam HaLikim, the Almighty blessed them, by Yomer Lem, and he said to them, Pruer will be fruitful and multiply. Therefore, the mitzvah of procreation is both on a man and a woman. We actually don't rule like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, and the obligation is merely on the man. Wishing you a fantastic rest of your week and a great day.